Right. When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam.
Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Fly Jams Friday. 312-981-7200. I'm Wiki Wiki Nicky. DJ Shagru just got out of the TARDIS. That was really quick. That was the fastest, I think, the fastest change you've ever done into DJ Shagru.
Oh, they got hit traffic.
Yeah, that's right. And Esmeralda, the heart Melda, is spinning around on her head and snaking it. So we're going to we'll take a little break. And then if you have a request for Fly Jams Friday, text it or call us in at 312-981-7200. Fly Jams Friday in full effect right after we break here.
Just turn off the lights. Come to me. Girl, I want to give you a special treat. You're so sweet. Turn off the lights.
Oh, man, yeah. Yeah, baby.
See, you're the only one in the world that I need.
Yeah, man. Fly Jams Friday. That's some sexy Fly Jams for you. Nick DiGilio here. That's Teddy Pendergrass. I like the part of the song. He's like, let's take a shower. Together. They get nice and clean. And
I doubt it. Just going to throw. I'm going to assume not. You're not getting.
We going to take a shower. That's one of my requests for this week. Fly Jams Friday, 312-981-7200. DJ Shagru is spinning the discs. Esmeralda the Heart Melda is snaking around and spinning. And I'm wiki-wikiing it. All right, here. Joe in Hoffman Estates wanted this one.
Time is through the waste. There's no guarantee. Smile isn't a making. You gotta fight the powers that be. Daddy, baby. Yeah. Even you and I can't fight the power. Come on. Fight it. Fight the power.
Isley Brothers. Every time, you know, every time Dan, DJ Shagru, every time we play the Isleys, it's like, it's not enough.
Coincidentally coming up later in the show.
Oh.
Yeah.
Little Isley Brothers? Whoa. Well, it's appropriate since it is Fly Jams Friday. Can't get more fly than the Isley Brothers. I got a feeling, this is from the 219 area code. I have a feeling that Heart Melda is going to particularly enjoy this one. I just have a feeling.
So here's to the future, cause we got through the past. I finally found somebody that can make me laugh. You so crazy. I think I want to have your baby.
Was I right?
And his voice got bass. Song is so good.
Yeah. I love that song, man. I love that song. Man, Salt and Peppa, man. They ruled.
They still do.
They do. Yeah. Now, didn't you said you saw them? When did you see them?
It's a couple of years now.
Yeah.
I saw them at Joe's on Weed Street.
Joe's on Weed.
Yeah. Oh, it was a really good show, even though they probably have, like, what, 4 hits?
Oh, I don't care.
But no, they stretched it out and it was so fun.
Oh, come on, please.
Even though, who is it, Peppa?
Yeah.
She's now religious.
Yes, that's right.
So it's like she kind of like.
Like during Push It, she didn't push it very much.
Yeah.
Right.
And she did some whole thing about Jesus at the end.
Okay. Well, good for her, man.
Yeah, no, good for her.
Yeah. She just didn't push it as much as she would have pushed it in the 80s. That's all. Man, that Geico commercial, I'm telling you, when I first saw that Geico commercial, I was so happy. And then, like, I was happy right at the beginning. And then when Spinderella showed up, I think I did a little dance alone in my living room.
You're quite the Spinderella champion.
I love Spinderella. She rules. I you know, it should be Salt, Peppa, and Spinderella. That's what they should call it. Of course, it doesn't make any sense because Salt and Peppa makes more sense.
Well, she's the
Is she? She's the
She's the N in the middle.
She really did tie them together.
She did,
oh,
like
her
see?
Beast, literally.
She did. You're absolutely right. She tied them together. Like the dude's rug. Tied his room together. Except the nihilist peed on it. Hey, what was I just gonna say? Spinderella. And then I was thinking of something else. Oh, DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. Now, he's the DJ. He got top billing. Right? I mean, the Fresh Prince, that's Will Smith. But DJ Jazzy Jeff was right up there and he got the first. So why isn't Spinderella? Should be Spinderella presents Salt and Peppa. I believe Spinderella deserves her due. And her name is Spinderella. That's fantastic. All right. Here's Jasmine. Hi, Jasmine.
What's up?
Hey, you know, you've been getting up or staying up really late, either one of the two, a lot these past few weeks. Are you getting enough rest, Jasmine?
Yeah, I just, you know, I'm hooked on your show now, and I don't think I can stop.
Oh, Jasmine. Now, you know, I really appreciate that, but I don't want your schoolwork or your sleep to suffer.
Well, I enjoy doing these, or at least trying to call in for Friday.
Well, I appreciate it. I just want you to, as long as you're okay, Jasmine, I'm happy that you call in.
Yeah, I'm cool.
Okay, what do you got for a fly jam for us?
Beat It by Michael Jackson.
Beat It! See, Jasmine, you were not alive when this song was on the charts and popular.
That's what the internet is for.
Yeah, but you would not believe how popular that song was. You could not turn on the radio in 1983 without hearing that song every 2 minutes. Yeah.
So he was really popular.
Was he popular? All right, Jasmine.
And I actually thought what was it called? Thin Lizzy Thursday was going to replace this.
No, it would never replace. Fly Jams Friday is going to exist forever.
Well, thanks for taking my call.
Okay,
and,
Jasmine.
You know,
okay,
bye.
See you later. I love Jasmine. She's awesome. She's awesome. By the way, I was watching, every morning I watch the Johnny Carson show. And I'm telling you, it's a damn gift. Let me just explain how much I am enjoying these Johnny Carson Tonight Show reruns. I can't even explain to you how excited I am to watch shows that are 40 and 30 years old. I just sit there and go, And speaking of, yesterday's was March of 1984. John Ritter was the main guest, and it was sad because John Ritter passed away, you know. And he was so funny, and he was so good on the show. But during the monologue, Johnny made this joke. I saw a sign that said over 8 billion served. It was over Michael Jackson's house.
Do you remember any of them? Like, as you're watching them, you go,
I do.
Oh, yeah, I remember them.
I do, yeah. Some of them are, you know, like they're showing some that are classics that you would remember. But there are times that I remember some of them. But God, it's like reliving them all over again. And you know, when you're watching the Johnny Carson, it's on Antenna TV, by the way. Weeknights at 10 p.m. Weekends, Saturdays and Sundays are 90-minute shows at 9 p.m. And it's just a joy. And it's, I know that I'm speaking the obvious here. Nobody was better than Carson. Nobody. And you know how much I love Craig Ferguson and how I worship that guy, and Letterman has always been my man. But watching this, nobody was better than Johnny Carson. Nobody will ever be better than Johnny Carson. Not at just being a good interviewer, not just being likable, not just being a pro, nailing the comedy. He was the best. And every morning you get to watch, every morning I do because I watch them from the night before. Every morning when I get home, I watch these things and they're unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And if I'm not mistaken, I think on last night's episode, which I'll be watching in a couple of hours, Alan King is on. I think Alan King is one of the guests. Alan King is one of my favorite people that ever walked this earth. Alan King. If you don't know who Alan King is, look him up on the YouTubes. A legendary comedian, Alan King. Been in a bunch of movies, was just one of my favorite comedians ever to have existed. He's a genius. One of the bits that Alan King used to do all the time, and God, I hope he does it this morning. I think Alan King is on. If I'm Dan, I don't know if they ever tell you about the bit "Survived by His Wife."
No, I don't think so.
You know, okay, really quickly because I can get it in here in 20 seconds. His bit was he would come out. One of the bits that he would do all the time on The Tonight Show, and a genius bit, was he would come out and he would read obits. And like he'd read this, Harold blah, blah, blah has passed away. He was 65 years old, blah, 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 blah. And read right here, survived by his wife. And then he would pull out another obit and this guy. And each obit would increase in age. And like the last one would be John, blah, 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 102 years old, survived by his wife. And the bit was that the wife, you know, always outlived the husband or was always there. Now, of course, the fact is that these guys have probably been married 15 times and the wives are like 20 years younger than they are. But the bit was, it would kill every time. He was like, and he died, he was 103 years old, survived by his wife. And now I shouldn't have done it because I just killed the bit. A bit that's genius. That so works because Alan King is a comedic god. All right. Anyway, watch Johnny Carson, will you? It's on Antenna TV, and it's awesome. All right, we'll take a break. We got the news coming up and then more Fly Jams. 312-981-7200. You got bad luck. Bad luck. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Morning, everybody. It's Friday. Fly Jams Friday. DJ Shagru spinning the discs, taking your requests, both talk and text. 312-981-7200. Esmeralda the Heart Melda will be snaking and flipping down the hallways to join me into the studio here. Let's do this one. Jim Hankey, who is our buddy. Friend of the show, been on the show many times. He is a music fanatic, and he has chosen Closet Freak by CeeLo. Man, CeeLo, getting freaky. You guys remember the SNL bit where Kenan Thompson played CeeLo, and he had a talk show called Getting Freaky with CeeLo. It was pretty great. Now before the break, by the way, I was talking about the great Tonight Show reruns, the Johnny Carson reruns that are on, and how much I love Alan King, who, if I'm not mistaken, is going to be on the episode from last night that I'm going to watch in the morning. And Alan King was one of my favorite comedians of all time. And I talked about this bit that he did called Survive, where the punchline was survived by his wife. He would go through the obits, and we do have an example of this, correct, Dan? I just wanted to make sure that people don't think that what I did was the bit. So is this him with Letterman? Okay, this is Alan King with David Letterman doing this bit.
Obviously, women live longer than men, and every obituary proves it every day. Right. Without going into names, here's the New York Times.
How recently?
Well, it's March 1988, but every day. Without going into names, I have it on. What does it say there?
Is survived by his wife.
What does that say there?
He is survived by his wife.
What does that say there?
He is survived by his wife.
What does that say?
Is this the same guy?
No.
He is survived by his wife.
Survived by his wife.
Six different men.
All right, six out of seven on the same day. No, I just happened to have some others, right? This is a Xerox, because the original I sent to Smithsonian. Here's a guy, Dr. Carl Sachs. Dr. Carl Sachs, how old?
81.
Okay.
Botany expert.
Right. Three on one page. Los Angeles Times. Economist von Mises. How old was he when he died?
92.
Same day. How about this one? T.C. Kistner, retired architect, dies at?
99.
What does that say?
He leaves his wife.
What does that say?
Is survived by his wife.
He leaves his wife. Three guys. Survived by one.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that people got a little a little piece of what I was trying to do. I ruined it, but that's the great Alan King. The late, great Alan King, who, by the way, was survived by his wife. Oh, man. All right, here we go. Fly Jams Friday. Esmeralda the Heart Melda, how was the trip down? Did you flip on anything?
I've started to do some parkour.
Oh!
As I go down the walls, go down the hallway.
You've added parkour to your routine. Okay.
I jump onto the roof of the Tribune Tower.
Oh.
Do a bit of a spin, come back in.
That's good. That's very impressive. Yeah. We should get a video. We should get a GoPro on you.
That's too much.
Okay. Here's Fly Jam Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Just imagine those performances that are lost to the ages from the years that they didn't record.
Isn't that sad, man? It just makes me so mad. Oh,
Somebody thinking, oh, we'll never need this stuff again. Nobody will ever want to watch this.
It's recording over. It's just a tragedy. It's an absolute tragedy. Bob, are you watching these reruns?
Yes, I watched some of them.
They're so good. I mean, it's just so good.
I was always a big Doc Severinsen guy. A former trumpet player, you know.
Yeah, Doc's the man. The man.
Absolutely.
Okay, Bob, what do we got?
Hey, until last week when I heard you speaking about the World Series of Rock, I thought that Brian Noonan and I were the only cruise heads left in the world, but now that I know you were one, too, and that you were back there for that memorable concert at Comiskey all those years ago.
I'm sorry. Hold on a second. I wasn't aware that Pablo Cruz fans were called cruise heads.
Well, better him than Ted Cruz, right?
Wait a minute, man. Hold on a second. Okay, all right. I guess I am a fellow cruise head, Bob.
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Because you're the only one I've heard mention his name since Brian Noonan, so I had to play this song for you today. And
yeah, man.
You got your boat shoes on.
That's for the cruise heads out there, Bob.
Yes. I thought we were going to get by without another Fly Jams obituary this week, only Abe Vigoda, but then we lost Paul Kantner.
I know, man. I talked about that at the top of the show. I posted that at this point, the Grammys are going to have to do a 90-minute in memoriam. It's just ridiculous.
I think they better worry. I think you better worry if you're another 1996 inductee. That's the third one in less than 2 months.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
William Guest from Gladys Knight and Bowie, of course, and now Jefferson Airplane.
Oh, man. All right. The 96 inductees.
The difference is now, none of the guys that we worshipped are dying from addiction and overdose anymore. Now they're all illness. When they start dying from old age, then I think we're all going to hear footsteps.
Yeah. All right. All right, Bob. Thank you, buddy.
Okay. Take care, Nick.
See you. There you go. Paul Kantner. Man, oh, man. I love Paul Kantner. I was not the biggest Jefferson Airplane fan in the world. I like Jefferson Airplane. Don't even get me started on Starship.
Yeah,
that's
I was
a whole
say about Starship.
No building of the city. None of that.
But they built it on rock and roll.
They did. They built it on rock and roll. I will say that. But Paul Kantner was cool as hell. It was very, very cool. And a great songwriter and a good performer. And one of the only guys at Altamont who actually stood up to the Hells Angels. You know, they're cracking each other over the head. Hells Angels are beating the crap out of people with pool cues. And he's like, hey! Right on. You ever see Gimme Shelter? No, you haven't seen it.
No, but I heard about the whole thing.
Gimme Shelter is an amazing movie. Gimme Shelter. An incredible movie. One of the best documentaries ever made. Not just rock documentaries, but one of the best documentaries ever made. And it captured what happened at Altamont in all of its chilling insanity. And both literally and symbolically, that event marked the end of the 60s. Whatever there was idealistic or, you know, Summer of Love, any of that stuff, it ended that day. It mm-hmm. ended that day. And it's all captured on film. If you've not seen it, you should. It's in a remarkable piece of work. But Paul Kantner, after the Hells Angels have been smacking around people, and after they beat the crap out of Marty Balin, who's the lead singer and one of the members of Jefferson Airplane, gets knocked off the stage and knocked out. Kantner confronts the Hells Angels. There's like 30 Hells Angels there.
Oh my goodness!
And it's on film. And it's Kantner had the balls to do that. And I remember the first time I saw Gimme Shelter, I was probably like 13 or 12 or something, and I was like. You know, and I was never a real big fan of Jefferson Airplane, but then after I saw that, I was like, man, this guy's pretty cool, man. And then, of course, you know, I mean, but he was an amazing songwriter. He wrote Wooden Ships. He worked with some incredible talent, and you know, the impact that Jefferson Airplane made in the world of music and the whole San Francisco scene at that time is immeasurable. Really sad. Really sad. So anyway, all right, let's do this one here. Hey, Joe is Dan's grade school friend. DJ Chagrou, your buddy Joe Ramirez is his name.
Joe Ramirez and I went to grade school together, St. Robert Bellarmine, class of 95.
Okay. Class of 95.
Wait, what would that, what is that though?
What?
What's middle school?
Grade school.
Yeah, so like when did it end?
Oh, no, that it was a K-8.
Oh, okay. So
eighth grade. Okay. He graduated eighth grade in 1995.
It. I'm like trying to think, like third yeah. grade?
I was engaged in 1995.
Wow.
All right. Anyway, now that I feel like I'm 3,000 years old. So this is for Joe. This is for Joe.
This is for Joe.
All right, Joe. Joe's got good taste because it's the Isleys. Yeah. Hey, is there something in the air this morning with the fly jams?
Yeah, how about it, huh?
I mean, I'm not horny, and I chose Teddy Pendergrass, and we had, like, Closet Freak, and now with your mwah and your mwah.
Although I'm worried that he has to explain what a body kiss is and what it entails. He has to be like, anywhere you want, lady.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining her, like,
anywhere you want, lady, I'm going to, you know, I'm a freak in the closet, and then we're going to take a shower. What the hell's going on?
A couple weeks before Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah, because we got to get ready for our anti. Now, are you aware that I do an anti-Valentine's Day?
Yes.
I hate
believe
Valentine's
you.
Day.
Yes, I believe you.
Okay.
I was thinking they're taking a shower because they're in the closet because it's so dusty in there because they're cleaning.
Wow, that's a very sexy fantasy you have, Esmeralda.
No,
yeah,
that's just,
baby.
That's
we're
house
gonna,
cleaning, man.
We're going to get in the closet and clean
we're
it.
We're going to rearrange these drawers.
Should we tell V that this is something you enjoy?
I like reorganizing.
If V is listening.
V.
Take, v, man. Get
take the clothes out of the panda.
Yeah. take the clothes out of the panda. Get the Swiffer ready. Heart Melda's coming home. Get that can of pledge out, baby. We're going to have some fun.
Waxing that coffee table with a rag.
Yeah, baby. I'm going to let you clean the litter box this morning. Because that's the sexiest job, baby. Oh, man. All right.
Girl, tell me your name. Just tell me.
Just your name.
I want to know your name.
And then I'll be on my way.
I want to know your name before we start cleaning the kitchen.
Scrubbing the fridge door.
Baby, what's your name before you take out that can of Ajax?
Clean that accordion thing on the top of the fridge door where all the crumbs fall.
Yeah, baby. You know how much that turns me on.
Back, you mean the coils in the back.
When you clean out all the spots for the eggs in the kitchen, in the fridge, baby. Defrost my freezer, baby. Defrost it.
Yep.
I just picture that's what lovemaking sounds like at Martha Stewart's place.
She puts on fancy gloves.
She puts on fancy gloves, decorated, Teddy Pendergrass, and goes, now get on your knees and sweep. I don't know.
That's a good thing.
Oh, God. All right. How much time do we have, Dan? Are we going to?
Well, we'll be talking to Steve in a few minutes, but I think we can get all three in.
Okay. Here's Harold on WGN. Hey, Harold.
What's up, baby?
What's up, man? What are you doing, man? Are you waxing? You waxing the table?
Waxing all the time, baby. Wax on, wax off.
That's right, baby.
Hey, listen. If they do that memoriam and it takes an hour and a half, will they start playing the music halfway through it?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. That's enough. So, okay. Brother.
All right. Hey, listen. We got SAG Awards this weekend, and then a month later, it's going to be Oscars.
Oscars are a month from yesterday.
So, and SAG is 2 days from now.
Yes.
So,
yes.
So I'm gonna pick the next few weeks. I'm gonna pick movie themes.
Oh,
so
all right. All right.
Start off with Enter the Dragon. Probably the first time Bruce Lee has been featured on Friday.
Yeah, I think it is the first time Bruce Lee. I think you're right, Harold. This is the first time that Bruce Lee has ever been featured on Fly Jams Friday. In fact, I think you're right about that one. All right, Harold. Thanks, man.
All right. Take care.
All right, Harold's got to go, man. He's got to get the Easy Bake oven cleaned. He's going to clean the little Easy Bake oven, change the 20-watt light bulb. All right. It's Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
All right.
I don't know if you still do the Fly Jam video of the week, but you might like the video for this song. It's Endicott by Kid Creel and Coconut.
Oh, God.
That's a goofy video.
It's the best. I haven't seen this video in years. Well, let's hear the song. Here we go.
Endicott helps to cook the steak. Endicott helps to wash the plates. Endicott puts the kids to bed. Endicott reads a book to them.
Yeah. love that song.
That's what I'm talking about. He's washing the dishes.
He's washing the dishes. Mike, you knew the theme this morning, my man.
All right.
All right, Mike. Take care, buddy. Mate. Yeah, see you later. Did you know that song?
No.
You got it. It's great. It's great.
I'll have to look it up later.
It's Kid Creole, yeah. And look it up. And that video is fantastic, too. I mean, the clothes that they're wearing.
Right.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Endicott sounds like a cool guy.
Yeah. Well, he likes to do the dishes, baby. What are you doing? I'm calibrating the refrigerator, baby.
Turn down the heat to 68.
Yeah, man. I got to legally turn the heat down to 68 degrees, baby. Does that turn you on? Excuse me. I got to scrub the toilet. All right. All right. What are we doing now? I don't even know what's going on anymore. I just want to go home and clean my apartment. Okay. Let's go. All right. And the opening bell is coming up next. Here's Steve Krasanich. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
All right.
You got a big day planned. You're going to clean your apartment.
Oh, yeah, man.
I think I might do the same thing.
Cool. I think we got everybody in the mood to clean their apartment this morning.
I am totally in the mood to clean my apartment. We have a big show coming up for you on the opening bell.
All right, Steve.
Have
thanks,
a great
man.
Weekend.
You too, buddy. Opening bell is coming up. So, Esmeralda, what do you got? You got big plans for the weekend besides cleaning the apartment with V?
I'm going to clean my apartment.
You're just going to clean your apartment?
I'm going to vacuum.
All right, baby.
Clean the walls.
See, I like, yeah, man. I got stucco walls. Going to be difficult. You know, I don't have stucco walls.
Put a sock on my hand and clean the blinds.
See, you learned that. Have you tried any of those little household tips that I gave last week, Dan?
She's saving them for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Oh, man, Dan knocks it out of the park again. All right. Have a great weekend, Esmeralda.
You too.
All right. Yeah, baby. Clean, clean, clean. It all started with Teddy Pendergrass taking a shower. We're going to take a shower. All right. I got to use my dandruff shampoo this morning. We'll be right back.